Protests against racial injustice and police brutality started in large cities across Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia. But over the past week, these marches have now spread to smaller cities, towns, and rural communities in the Ohio Valley. Liam Niemeyer has more.
From college towns, including Athens, Ohio, and Morgantown, West Virginia, to coal country towns like Hazard, Kentucky, smaller cities and rural communities are speaking up against hate and prejudice and calling for police accountability.
No peace! No police!
In Bowling Green, Kentucky, the city has seen consecutive days of protests drawing up to 1,000 people. Civil rights activist Charles Neblett is a black man who sang with the Freedom Singers in the 1960s to fight segregation. He spoke to protesters at the Warren County Justice Center.
When is it going to stop? I'm tired.
That's right. That's
right.
I'm tired. And some more people got to step up and do this thing.
Neblett was alive when Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi. Yet many of the protests are driven by younger people, like 18-year-old Bree Carr in Harlan, Kentucky, who protested to be an ally for people of color.
Because prejudice here is just as old as our dialect for some people, and it's inherited, that there are so many other people behind them that support you and hear you and want to see you.
These protests in smaller towns have been overwhelmingly peaceful, but that hasn't stopped Carr and others from receiving threats. And in the West Kentucky college town of Murray, protesters marched down the main thoroughway of the city when things turned violent. A white man from a nearby city used pepper spray on protesters as he drove by, and another white man pointed a gun at the protesters. Both were arrested on charges, including assault and wanton endangerment. Protesters in Murray weren't just marching for Breonna Taylor and George Floyd. They also called for the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee next to the Callaway County Courthouse. Statues and memorials dedicated to the Confederacy have recently come down in large cities, including Louisville. It remains to be seen if the same will happen in small towns like Murray. The outcry over Confederate memorials is part of a large theme of confronting the history and stigma of racism in some smaller towns.
But for all lives to matter, black lives got to matter.
Marshall County of Kentucky, whose population is nearly 98% white, had more than 100 on Friday marching around the courthouse square. It's where, only a few months ago, the county judge executive allowed a Confederate battle flag to fly before backlash forced its removal. 23-year-old Malik Humphreys, a black man from a neighboring county, says he was afraid to protest in Marshall County because of the county's racist reputation.
Like I said up there, I have a 6-year-old daughter, and I feel uncomfortable to come here. You understand that?
Yet he came anyway to join other Marshall County residents to start a larger conversation about racial injustice, police accountability, and loving one another.
We should feel comfortable to go anywhere we want to go. We should be allowed to go anywhere we want to go. It shouldn't matter if the majority is white or not, man. We should feel comfortable anywhere on this earth.
Humphreys says he hopes protests in small places like these will bring change at the local level. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and this station.